Hey there. Listen, the convention is coming up pretty soon, and I assume that you have already registered for it if you're getting this video. Maybe you didn't, and you should. But what I want to do is make sure you come prepared, because we're doing something rather unique at this convention that we've not really done before. And I'm talking about our deal structuring session. Now, we did one of these last year at our convention, but we're doing it differently this time because we're having virtual assistants, our VAs, call your leads for you and set appointments for us to actually have our closers sit there when you're by their side and call the seller when we're at the meeting. We're going to do this on Thursday now, which is the September the 4th. All day, we're going to be calling your leads for you. That means when you send us property information sheets ahead of time, and you got to get them to us now well ahead of time. Like we got to have them about a week ahead, so we got to get going on this if you're going to bring leads. And when we get them a week ahead, our whole VA team is going to be devoted to calling these people for you and literally setting those appointments. Now, we're going to start calling on Monday, which is the 1st, I guess, September the 1st. So we will be calling Monday, Tuesday, and all day Wednesday so that we can set appointments for Thursday. So we need your leads the week prior so we can get them organized and ready to call. And then, of course, we got some on the West Coast and some on the East Coast, so we have to carefully orchestrate the timing as well. Plus, it takes two or three attempts to get some people on the telephone most of the time. So we got to get your leads in early. Now, I'm about to tell you what the definition of a lead is, but you got to know how important this is to you, my friend. If you bring property information sheets into this event, we are going to do everything we possibly can to turn them into deals for you before you leave this event. Please do not sell this short. If you get a property information sheet, and my team of mentors, I'm going to have all of our mentors there doing this calling for you. People who do this business day in and day out, not just people on the telephone trying to help people do something that they've never done. Every one of our mentors does this all the time, every single day, as you'll see when you get there. They are going to be calling your leads for you. And that's after we've made the appointment, and that's after we've gotten a yes from them that they're willing to accept terms. Your chances of getting deals from these leads are very, very good. But of course, they're zero if you don't bring leads. So we got to have them in the week before the event, and we're going to call all of them we can get to. Then we'll meet with you there, and we'll discuss the leads, and we'll already have appointments set up so we can call as many of them as we can on site. Now, let's say our mentors get them on the telephone, and they construct an oral deal. Well, then we're going to work with you to make sure that you leave with a contract so that when you get back home, you can go present the contract and try to get the deal in writing. Now, I'm going to do a contracts class. I can't remember what night it is, Thursday night or Friday night. So we're going to cover that, but my team is going to be working with you to make sure that they're filled out correctly so that you can feel comfortable that you're leaving there with a document that is suitable to get the thing in writing. And that's our first step, we get it in writing. Now, of course, if you want a mentor to work with you one-on-one, that'll be offered to you there. You can decide where you want to go from there, but at the very least, you'll get enough information there to help you get out here and process these leads. So let's talk about what I mean when I say a lead. This is a property information sheet. You should already have one of these if you're watching this video. You will find this in my purple Control Without Ownership course. You'll also find it at ronlegrand.com/FISBO, F-S-B-O, and again, we'll have them on site, but of course, it'll be too late for you then. So if you don't have one, and for some reason you can't get to one, get a hold of our office and we'll get one to you. They're also on the Gold Club site under resources as well, so not hard to get these things at all. So let's start at the top here. This piece of paper right here is the heartbeat of your business as a real estate entrepreneur. This is the gas pump to a service station operator, the restaurant to the kitchen to a restaurant owner. This is the center of your business. And this sheet has gone through a lot of changes over the years, and now it's so simple, it's actually designed for a virtual assistant to call, which is who's going to call them for you. Now you gotta call them first. You gotta call them and fill out this information first, and then get them to us, and then we'll call them for you and set the appointment and make sure that they're even worthy of calling back. But filling this information out is not difficult. I mean, If you'll go, just go follow the blanks and fill in the blanks and ask the questions as you go. The first one, well, of course, you want to get the address of the house and the city and the area. I would like to see the area, and of course, I want to know what city and state it's in, because I'm going to spend a lot of time on the stage down there at the convention, and that's 3 different days now, structuring these things. Just picture this. Mentors have called them, the mentors have made deals, and now I'm going to talk about those deals on stage and talk about the exit strategies and what I would do with them, how I pull money out of them, so that when you leave, you'll be ready to go. So get me all the information you can. But notice the stars here. These stars are critical. I must have these blanks filled out on these stars. The asking price, there's only one place you can get that. What are you asking? And the seller will have no problem telling you that. By the way, please don't just go on the internet, pull out the information, fill in the blanks, and not contact the seller. If you have not contacted the seller and got this thing filled in, it's no good to us. So you must make that call and fill these in. We will process probably 200-300 of these things down there. So make sure you're in the pile. The seller's estimated value. We simply ask, what do you think the house would appraise for if we had it appraised? And the seller will tell you their estimated value. Sometimes it's high, sometimes it's low, but we need to know what's on the seller's mind. Now this year comps here is for you to fill in. You want to make yourself a little note. That's not something you ask the seller. You go to Zillow or Trulia or Redfin.com and you just look for some similar properties and find out what they're selling for. You're probably going to go ahead and need to practice up on that, because you're going to have a favorite site to go to get comps anytime you want to go see what a piece of property is worth. Honestly, Zillow is as good as any, but everybody has their favorite sites. I would like to have a couple of numbers in here. Just go in there and find something that's similar in square footage and in the same vicinity that sold fairly recently within the last 6 months or so, and tell me what it sold for, and get put 2 or 3 numbers there. That's all I want to see, is 2 or 3 numbers there. And then I'll get a good idea of what I think it's worth as well. And then we'll see how your comps, how your number compares to the seller's number. And again, quite often they're quite a difference, but sometimes they're right on. So I'll know what I'm dealing with. I know the mindset that the seller's got. Do they think the house is worth way more than it's worth, or do they think it's worth less, or are they right on target? Now, my friend, this block right here is critical. If you come and you haven't asked, what do you owe, and gotten an information that filled in, there's not much we can do with these things. We have to have that blank filled in, and we have to have that payment. What do you owe? What is the monthly payment? And is it principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, which is what PITI stands for? Check yes or check no, but check one of them. And I assume it's current is the language that I would use. I assume it's current. And if it is, check yes. And you'll find that most of them are current. But I found that people who are behind on their payments just generally don't even advertise that their house is for sale. And of course, if it is in arrears, I'd like to know about how much. How many months is it behind? If it's a $2,000 a month payment, how many months is it behind? And that'll give me my answer right here. But again, loan amount and payment is critical. And if it's got a first and a second mortgage, I want to know that as well. So, to recap so far, I want to know the asking price, what the seller thinks it's worth. I want you to look it up and see what you think it's worth, and tell me what the loan amount is. There is a script attached to this sheet, and Elliot's going to make sure it's attached, to ask them if they say, well, this is none of your business. There's a script attached for you to read to them and explain to them why you will need that information to be able to work with them or not. If you read that script and they still tell you it's none of your business, then just put down here, refused. We still might be able to do something with it, but I'd absolutely need to know that you did everything you could to get that loan amount. If we run out of leads to call that we think that are A prospects, then we'll start working on the B prospects. So you can still send them in, but I can tell you, your chances are way, way better when you get all these blanks filled in. And again, do not send anything to us that you haven't gotten a hold of the seller and had a conversation to fill out these blanks. You must do that first, or we will not process your lead for you. Now, down here in the center is the fun part. This is structured so that it does the pre-screening work almost for you. Our VAs will ask them these questions when we're calling for you, but you must ask them these questions when you're calling them first. By the way, our VAs will do this for you after the fact. They will call and fill this information out for you. Right now, you're pretty close to the convention. I doubt that you've got enough time to hire a VA to do this for you before we arrive, but you might. You might check with our office. As I'm taping this, This is the 12th. So I'm taping this on the 12th. Yeah, you might have time to hire a VA. So if you want to call our office and talk to someone about hiring a VA, you probably can get them set up, but you're going to have to get on it pretty quick. And they will hunt these down online for you, and then you can supply them some leads as well, and we'll help you build this pile before we even come. Now, that's if you want to hire our VA. Our VA is obligated to do this for you if you hire our VAs, but I want you to understand, you are capable and free to send us leads a few days before the event, the week before the event, and you do not have to have our VA service. We're going to use our VAs at no charge to you to call leads for you prior to the event, as long as you do this and call them first and get them to us. If you don't want to do that, you can hire a VA right now, and we'll do that for you and fill out the whole sheet for you. So you're going to have to decide. I will tell you that you're probably not going to get very far without a VA on your team to do this for you even after the event. So you might as well get started on it before the event. So call 800-56, what's the number, Elliot?
800-567-6128.
No, that's not for VAs, is it? We should know this.
I know the website is eaglevirtualassistance.com.
All right, there you go. eaglevirtualassistance.com, and I think there's a phone number on there for you to call as well and talk to somebody in the office. You can't get a VA without talking to us anyway, so we'll know what you're trying to accomplish. And our VA service is all-inclusive. It comes with our website. It comes with the Gold Club service and the whole work. So you might want to check that out before you come down to the convention. All right, so anyway, if you look over here, it says if the asking price and the loan balance are within $35,000. So if this asking price and this loan balance are within $35,000, you are to ask, will you sell the house for what you owe on it and check yes or no? Please don't forget to check yes or no. Now again, you only ask that if you have a small gap between that number and that number. You don't want to ask that if there's a huge gap, because you'll just look foolish. If somebody's got a $200,000 house and they're asking $190,000 and they only owe $100,000, and you ask them, will you sell the house for what you owe on it? You just look like an idiot. They have no idea why they're asking this stupid question. That would be a foolish question to ask, and the relationship would end right there with the seller. So you only want to ask this question when there's a small gap between the loan and the asking price. Just remember that. But if there is that small gap, I absolutely want this question asked, because you're going to get a lot of yeses to this question. When there's a small gap, about a third of them are going to say, yes, I'll sell a house to you for what I owe on it. And my friend, if they say that, you just got a deal, most likely. When you get a yes here, it's just a matter of follow-up, getting a few details ironed out, getting a contract prepared, and you're going to go home and get a house for free. We will discuss that in class. In the middle here, if the house has a mortgage. If the house has a mortgage, but it's got a bigger gap. If it's got a small gap, you ask this question. If it's got a larger gap, you ask this question. If we can agree on a price and we accept all the responsibility for future repairs, would you consider a lease purchase? I want a yes or a no. Now, if you follow the lines down here, if they say yes, okay, well, I'll have my boss call to discuss the terms. When is the best time? And in fact, in this case, I would say, okay, well, my boss will be calling you back on Thursday. I'll have somebody call and set up a time for them to call. Remember, you're going to send this to us, and then we're going to have the VA call instead of the time so that we can get it in that schedule, and then our mentors will be there on time to make this call at the predetermined time. That way, we're doing that so we can get people on the telephone. It's just no fun calling people, chasing them, whereas if we had a set appointment, we think we can get a lot more of them on the telephone. So in this case, ask them the lease purchase question. If they say yes, just tell them somebody will be calling on Thursday, which would be the 4th of September. If they say no, you follow the line around. So you're saying if you don't get full price and all cash, you won't sell. If the answer is yes, your lead is dead. It's dead. If the answer is no, they didn't mean it, and somebody still needs to call them. So if the answer is no here, then I want you to go right down to here and ask this question. And then if the answer is yes or no here, I want you to circle that. And if you'll follow the lines, if they say no, then you're going to come down here. Okay, I'll have my boss call you on Thursday to discuss some alternatives. So if you just look at this and study it, you'll see that it's very, very easy to follow. And so you just ask these questions, then you get to these questions if it's applicable. Remember, small gap here, larger gap here. If it's free and clear, here. If the house is free and clear, will you consider taking monthly payments for your equity? My friends, you want a yes here, and about a third of them are going to have a yes right there, believe it or not. When you get a yes there, you just probably got an owner financing deal. And this is what's going to get us excited. When you get a yes here, here, or here, we probably got a deal. All we got to do is call and conclude it for you and get to the bottom line for you. And then set up the appointment for you to go get an agreement when you get back home. Forgot to tell you that, didn't I? We're going to set appointments for you to make sure when you get back home, you follow up on these things, you don't chicken out on us. But by the time you take this agreement and go into the seller's house, when you get back, they'll be waiting for you, and they'll know exactly what we're trying to accomplish. And you'll see, because you're going to be sitting beside our mentor while they're on the phone doing that. But if they say yes here, it means they'll seller finance. So if they say yes, you just follow the line. Okay, I'll have my boss call you on Thursday, and somebody will call you to set up a time. Okay? If they say no, then you follow the line. Okay, so would you consider a lease purchase, making us responsible for all of the repairs? If they say yes to that, you're back to square one, you set up the appointment. If they say no, so you're saying if we don't get full price and all cash, you won't sell? If the answer is yes to that, they're done. They just told you, I want cashed out, or I don't want to do anything. Now, don't get upset, because a lot of them are not going to want to give you terms. Our whole job is to figure out which ones will give us terms, work with those, and get rid of the rest. Elliot, you want to scroll this up for me? And now, if you guys look at the bottom here, there's some pretty important questions down here I want you to fill out as well. How did you arrive at your asking price? Now, ask them that. Reason for selling. Ask them that. And this one right here actually should have a star on it. It does kind of here. But is the house listed is important. I must know if it's listed, because if it is listed, it's a totally different conversation. We can't do anything with listed houses unless the seller is willing to release the listing, or unless we wait till it expires. So this is very, very important. And when do you want to move? Also important. If they want to move quickly, then they're more motivated. If they don't care, then they're less motivated. So I want that filled in. Of course, does it need repairs? Yes or no? I don't need a repair estimate. I just need to know. Does it need a little bit of work, or no work, or a major rehab? Just give me an idea right here. Most of them you'll find need little or no work, so they'll be check no. So make sure you check one of those two. Give me an answer for everything right there. It's important. And I absolutely must know bedrooms and baths and approximate square footage of the house. The rest of this stuff is self-explanatory. I could care less about the range of refrigerator and all of that. However, I do want to know if it's vacant or occupied. Very important. Vacant or occupied. So don't forget to check that. And of course, if it's a condo or a townhouse, I absolutely want to know if it's got association fees, and if so, how much. So that's it in a nutshell on the sheet. It's pretty self-explanatory. Now, where are you going to find these FSBOs at is the next question. Well, there's several places, actually. If you go online, Craigslist will be the first place you start in your area. But there's a whole lot of websites that you can check out where for sale by owners are advertising their houses for sale. In fact, go to Google and type in, I want to buy a house in whatever city you're in, and here come a whole bunch of websites up. And you just start going to those websites and looking for the people advertising their houses for sale, and that's after you get through with Craigslist. Also, Zillow. There's a lot of them on Zillow as well. So you're going to find people with houses for sale in your area. They're either going to publish their phone number or their email address. You are going to have to literally email them and get them to call you back, or set a time for you to call them so you can fill this out. Remember, emailing is not going to get this filled out. You cannot buy and sell houses by doing nothing but emailing sellers. Somebody's got to get on the telephone with them to get this filled out, or we'll have no idea where to go from there. So the whole goal is to get on the phone with them. You also should be riding around looking for FSBO signs in front of houses. Those are our best prospects. We found that that's the best quality prospect out there, are FSBO signs in front of houses. And the next best is when people call you from your advertising. Go on Craigslist, go on Zillow, go on those list of property websites that we just discussed, and put your ad on there. I buy houses, any area, any condition, and your phone number and your email address. Let people contact you. Now you call them, get this filled out, And then eventually you'll be sending that to your virtual assistant and letting them do that for you. But for the sake of the convention, the whole goal is to bring as many of these as you can bring. Bring 10 of them, bring 15 of them, bring 20 of them. You can't bring too many of them, but bring as many as you can, because obviously all of them are not going to be deals. So get them to call you, look for FISBO signs, go online and find the ones that are blatantly advertising. And if you'll just do those three things, you'll probably have plenty of FISBO leads sheets to bring to the event. You got some time left right now. Smartest thing to do is hire a VA and let us do it for you. But even if we do it for you, it's still upon you to send us leads as well. Your business is going to run a lot smoother when you're sending us leads from FISBO signs and from people who call you, in addition to the ones we find on the internet. Actually, the leads we find on the web are the less qualified leads of all of them. The best qualified are FISBO signs and people who call you. So I think that should give you an idea how to fill those out, because if you bring those, we might be able to get you deals. If you don't bring those, we can't. And I tell you right now, you're going to hate yourself if you don't bring these leads. So get over the fear of talking to these folks. You know, they're more afraid of you than you are of them. You got to get past that. Get on the telephone and get these things filled out, because sooner or later, you're going to have these conversations if you're going to make any money in the pretty house business. So come prepared. Now, we'll get you more information on what's going to happen at the event, but right now I just want to take the time to make sure you get these going right now. Again, if you stack these up a couple of weeks out, that's okay. They'll be just fine by the time you get there. And if you go contact people that have had their houses on the market 3, 4, 5, 6 months, we find the longer they've been on the market, the better they are. But again, FISBOs only. If they're listed, then it's because the seller called you. Do not go into the MLS and find these things. We are not going after listed properties intentionally. The only time we even know it's listed is if the seller called us and tell us that it's listed. And again, we can't do a deal on the property as long as it's listed. So with that said, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. So come on down and come prepared, and there'll be a lot more information to come, so stay tuned.